Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the National Broadcasting Company's conference room. Many decisions are made concerning the industry, and because this industry concerns you, the listener, in such a great extent, we thought you might be interested in attending a staff meeting featuring some of the members who are, of course, running this great NBC 5,000-watt radio station and this magnificent NBC Channel 4 television station. To let you know what our problems are, to better acquaint you with our operation, we are broadcasting on the spot. The man who is speaking in the background now is the program manager of WRC and WRC Television. Now I will turn the microphone over to him, sir, and see if we can get enough. The gavel is being wrapped, and there's a hush falling in the crowd. The next voice is the program manager.
Gentlemen, I know you're wondering why I called you all here this morning. The facts are plain and simple. We have a great decision to make here. Would you stop promotion? Would you stop rattling your keys and tapping your pencil on the table? It's hard for me to drop them there, will you?
Sorry.
All right, I can't concentrate. Effective Sunday at 2 a.m., we must make a decision. The clocks. We switch from daylight to standard time.
Oh.
Now then, the decision is this. Firstly, who will adjust the clocks? And secondly, do the clocks go fore or aft?
That's a question from the sales department.
Yes, sir.
Where are the clocks in the building?
You'll find them in the control rooms.
Oh, thank you.
And in the studios.
I'm sorry.
Now then, let's tackle the first point first. Whose responsibility is it to set these clocks? Engineering, this is a technical function. How do you feel about it? Engineering?
I really fully believe that because this is a technical problem that you should consult with the maintenance division. Engineering...
Maintenance, how do you feel? The things aren't broken. It's just a simple adjustment. So I don't think it's our prerogative to adjust them. How does promotion feel? Promotion, are you...
Hi, boss. Sorry I'm late. Just out on a hot campaign.
Will you sit down there? Obviously, we cannot decide who's going to adjust these things. Now, the second question is, do the clocks go forward or backward?
I really am. May I say something?
Certainly,
please,
yes.
Please, representing, as far as sales feels about it, everything should always go forward. I think we should set the clocks forward regardless of what the...
That won't work because...
I can't see this working
just
any other way myself.
I've been handed a note here to the effect that the clocks go back 1 hour.
That's not the point I was making.
The point is they go back 1 hour.
Well, I don't see where I'm needed on this meeting.
Question here. If the clocks go back an hour, is it all right for us to set the clocks back before we sign off at night?
Certainly not. No. With the investigations the way they've been, the legal terminology, we must adjust them at precisely 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's right. Integrity.
The question is, how do we adjust all the...
All right, knock it off, friend.
How do we adjust all the clocks at the same instant?
Well, I think there ought to be...
Cameron, I have...
Sit down.
I'm Daddy Sawbucks from the newsroom.
I got an idea here.
Sit down. Don't make a fool of yourself.
What is it, Sawbucks?
I know you think I'm an old fool, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't answer that. Wait a minute. Why wouldn't it be simple for somebody to call the power company, tell them to turn off all your electricity at 2 o'clock Sunday morning, leave it off for an hour, turn it back on, and presto, all the clocks are set.
Oh, that's no boo-eye. Wait a minute. That's not a bad idea, you know. Really, I mean, that could be very... Don't you think, I mean...
I think it's here to stay, Sawbucks. You're fired.
What do you mean, I'm fired?
You've been thinking again. Meaning it's...